The Carrollton police officer accused of police brutality this week after a cell phone video showed him punching a male in the face as the man was being restrained by other officers on the ground has resigned from his position. Corporal C.J. Meeks had been employed with CPD since April of 2014. Meeks' resignation comes prior to the completion of an internal investigation into the incident. The incident is likely to be reviewed by District Attorney Herb Cranford, who could decide if the officer's actions could be considered criminal. The DA could ask the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to look into the incident further. Distracted driving was the number one contributing factor to the majority of traffic accidents in the city of Carrollton in the year 2018, over failure to lead or driving too closely, according to traffic statistics released by CPD's crime and intelligence analyst Helena Barrios this week. Officers responded to more than 2,100 accidents within city limits last year. 146 resulted in injury to a driver or passenger. One accident resulted in death. The collected stats show that the majority of accidents within the city took place between Sue Alice Lane and Roop Street on South Park Street. It also coincides that the majority of accidents with injuries occurred in the same area. Carroll County Chamber of Commerce adding a new member to their team. The new position of Director of Member Engagement will be filled by Ryan Umby. The new position connects members' needs with solutions and resources that the chamber can provide.
And essentially what my job is to go out in our community and engage our membership, help new members get more acclimated to the chamber and all of the things that are available to them as chamber members, and just to be a liaison between the community, the businesses, and the Chamber of Commerce.
OMB hopes to bring awareness to many programs that the Chambers offers, including monthly Sunrise Seminars.
Sunrise Seminars that are on a monthly basis, and it's really interesting information to help small businesses, especially with things like HR, marketing, public relations, insurance issues, tax questions.
OMB previously serving as Director of Advancement with Oak Mountain Academy and has extensive background in retail, marketing, and small business. The West Georgia Right to Life will gather with many other pro-life groups in the March for Life later this month. The march is in response to the 46th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade.
But down in Atlanta, there's numerous people from all across the state, really, down South Georgia, North Georgia, and they come up to Atlanta. We meet at Liberty Park, which is right next to the Capitol, and it starts at 11 o'clock. And there's a time of prayer, there's a singing, and there's also some speakers that come in.
Dwayne Hack is the president of West Georgia Right to Life, and for more information about the March for Life on the 22nd of January, that interview with Hack can be found on newstalk1330.com. And on Thursday, Feeding Families volunteers packing meals in 20 backpacks going to Carrollton Elementary students for the first time in 2019. The packs will provide meals for an entire weekend for a family of four and will be distributed every week for the remainder of the semester. I'm Luke Lukert.